Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Transocean Ltd, ticker symbol RIG, one of the big players in the offshore drilling space. If you're curious about whether this stock is a hidden gem or a risky bet in the energy sector, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to future prospects. Let's get started. So what's the deal with Transocean? If you're not familiar, they're a leading provider of offshore contract drilling services for oil and gas wells worldwide. Think ultra-deep water and harsh environment drilling. That's their bread and butter. Based in Switzerland, they've been in the game since 1926, operating a fleet of mobile offshore drilling units that work with major oil companies and independents alike. With the energy sector heating up, especially in offshore exploration, RIG is a name that keeps popping up. Let's dig into the details and see if it's worth your investment dollars. All right, let's zoom in on Transocean's profile. They're a heavyweight in the oil and gas drilling industry, part of the broader energy sector, with a market cap sitting at around $5.9 billion as of the latest data. Their business model revolves around contracting out their drilling rigs, think drill ships and semi-submersibles, to exploration and production companies. They operate globally with a focus on ultra-deep water regions like the Gulf of Mexico, Brazil, and Norway. Under the leadership of CEO Keelan Adamson, they've got about 5,470 employees driving the operation. What stands out is their specialization in tough, high-spec environments, something not every competitor can handle. But, as we'll see, that niche comes with its own set of risks and rewards. Now, let's talk revenue. Looking at their historical performance, Transocean pulled in $3.965 billion in fiscal year 2025, a nice jump from $3.524 billion in 2024 and $2.832 billion in 2023. That upward trend signals growing demand for their services, likely tied to a rebound in offshore drilling activity post-pandemic. Breaking it down by segment, back in 2019, the most recent detailed split available, their revenue was entirely tied to oil and gas services, no surprises there. Geographically, they've got a strong presence in key regions, with the U.S. contributing heavily at $1.264 billion that year, alongside Norway and other areas. This global diversification helps, but it also exposes them to regional volatility in oil prices and regulatory changes. Overall, revenue growth looks promising, but we'll need to see if profitability follows. Moving on to earnings, let's unpack their recent results. For fiscal year 2025, Transocean reported a net income of negative $2.915 billion. Yeah, that's a hefty loss, translating to an EPS of negative 3.4 cents. Compare that to 2024's loss of $512 million, or negative 60 cents per share, and 2023's loss of $954 million. The trend isn't great. They've been in the red for years now, largely due to high operating costs and depreciation in their asset-heavy business. However, there are glimmers of hope. Adjusted EBITDA for Q4 2024 came in at $323 million, showing they can generate cash at an operational level when conditions align. The challenge remains turning that into bottom-line profits, especially with a cyclical industry like this. Let's take a closer look at what management had to say during their Q4 2024 earnings call. They highlighted a strong adjusted EBITDA of $323 million, driven by high day rates and improved operational efficiency. The team emphasized their strategic focus on ultra-deep water and harsh environment drilling, where they see sustained demand. They also noted a significant $1 billion backlog addition from new contracts in Norway and Brazil, which boosts long-term visibility. On the flip side, they acknowledged ongoing challenges with idle rigs and reactivation costs, but they're optimistic about market recovery and their merger with Valaris, which could create cost synergies. It's a mixed bag, but the tone suggests confidence in navigating a tough yet promising market. All right, let's dive into the financial statements for a clearer picture. On the income statement side, gross profit for 2025 was $900 million, down from $1.35 billion in 2024, showing some margin pressure despite revenue growth. Their balance sheet reveals total assets of $15.642 billion in 2025, a dip from $19.371 billion in 2024, with cash and equivalents at $997 million. Not bad for liquidity. However, total liabilities stand at $7.534 billion, and with a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.70, they're carrying a moderate debt load. Retained earnings are deep in the red at negative $7.46 billion, reflecting years of losses. Cash flow-wise, they generated $749 million from operations in 2025, a positive sign, with free cash flow at $626 million after CapEx. The numbers show a company with operational strength but struggling to achieve consistent profitability. Now let's talk valuation. Transocean's current stock price is around 652 cents, with a market cap of $5.9 billion. Their price-to-sales ratio is 1.35, which isn't outrageous for the industry, but the price-to-earnings ratio is negative at MATA 1.96 due to those persistent losses. Looking at forward PE estimates for 2026, analysts peg it at around 31.38 on average, with a range from 25.35 to 54.92, suggesting the market expects earnings to turn around. Enterprise value sits at $10 billion, factoring in debt, which is a hefty figure compared to equity value. Compared to the oil and gas drilling industry average PE of over 220, Rig looks cheaper on a relative basis if they can return to profitability. That's the big if here. Let's break down Transocean's SWOT: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, their Q4 2024 adjusted EBITDA of $323 million shows they can generate cash when the market cooperates, and their focus on ultra-deep water drilling gives them a competitive edge. They've also secured a $1 billion backlog with new contracts, which is huge for revenue visibility. On the weakness side, consistent net losses, $2.9 billion in 2025 alone, and high debt levels are red flags. Idle rigs and reactivation costs aren't helping either. For opportunities, the Valaris merger could unlock cost savings and scale, while rising global demand for offshore drilling plays to their strengths. Threats include the cyclical nature of the energy sector, oil price volatility, and regulatory risks in key markets. It's a high-risk, high-reward setup. Looking at recent performance, Transocean stock has been on a tear. Over the past week, it's up 8.49%, and over the last month, a whopping 51.63%. Zoom out to 6 months, and you're looking at a 132.86% gain. Year over year, it's up 83.15%, and over 5 years, 85.23%. That's outperformed both their industry and the broader energy sector in most timeframes. The chart shows strong momentum, likely fueled by merger news with Valaris and rising oil prices. But after such a run, I'd watch for potential profit-taking or pullbacks. Volatility is part of the game here with a beta of 1.38. Short-term, if you're trading, keep an eye on support levels around $6. If it holds, there could be more upside. If not, a correction might be coming. Let's wrap up the numbers with an intrinsic value analysis using a discounted cash flow approach. Based on historical financials and default assumptions like a 10% discount rate and 3% terminal growth over 5 projection years, we can estimate what Rig might be worth. The calculation factors in their free cash flow trends, $626 million in 2025, is a solid starting point, and projects future cash flows based on industry growth expectations. Crunching the numbers, the intrinsic value comes out to around $3.07 per share, compared to the current price of $6.52. That suggests the stock might be overvalued at the moment, trading at a premium to its fundamental worth. Of course, this assumes conservative growth and doesn't fully account for potential upside from the Valaris merger or a sustained oil price rally. Still, it's a cautionary signal for long-term investors to temper expectations unless operational turnarounds materialize. So what's the final verdict on Transocean? Look, Rig is a fascinating play in the offshore drilling space with serious potential, strong revenue growth, a massive backlog, and strategic moves like the Valaris merger could pay off big time. But those persistent losses, high debt, and industry cyclicality are hard to ignore. If you're a risk-tolerant investor, there's a case for a speculative position, especially after such a strong stock run. For more conservative folks, I'd wait for clearer signs of profitability before jumping in. What do you think? Bullish or bearish on Rig? Drop your thoughts in the comments. Smash that like button if you found this helpful, and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, keep investing smart.